the All right, it's 5:30 and I'll call the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes of the February 5th meeting.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as written.
Motion's been made. Are there any admissions, corrections, or errors?
I didn't see any.
I didn't either. All those in favor of approving the minutes as printed signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Doing a little introduction here, we have a new member to the board, Karen Camber. She's replacing Jerry Waterman, elected at town meeting. So, and then there's Rick Golson and myself, Steve Barrow. So. Now, up to appearances by local citizens and visitors. This is what, anything you want to bring forward to the board, not warned. We could take it as information, we could put it on a future agenda and act on it, but we can't vote anything that isn't properly warned. So if you have something you want to bring up to the board, we'll listen. All right. We'll move on. Select board organization.
I nominate Steve Barrett for chair.
This is a democratic process. You watch how it happens. Any other? To share with you, Karen, we stopped doing seconds.
Okay.
And a reason for that is a second controls the discussion. That if someone makes a motion and it doesn't get a second, it technically kills it. And that's not the way it should be killed. It should be motion made, a vote, and if the vote kills it, then good. But a second shouldn't kill the discussion. So we stopped doing seconds in a couple of years now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. So a motion's been made to elect me chair another year. Any other nominations? Hearing none. All those in favor of Steve Barrett as the chair signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. No. I think the ayes have it.
Love it.
Anyway, appointments by the select board. This is where we have a list of people that we appoint to the position. And I was looking at road commissioners, Mike Bayraw, tree warden, Mike Bayraw, inspector of wood and timber, Mike Bayraw, water and sewer commissioner, Mike Bayraw, animal control officer, Steve Edgerly, the civil defense board, select board. We do not have an NVDA rep. If someone would like to represent the town of Newport in the...
Northern Vermont Development Association.
Yeah. We pay dues to them, too.
We do.
Yeah. So we're not being represented on their board, but there is a seat available. So if someone would like to... anyway, it's open. Solid Waste Rep. Hannah's put my name in there, but it always has been the select board.
This is how it was last year.
Was it?
Yep.
My name?
Yep.
Okay.
All I did was change the date.
That's all right. Conservation Board, Chris Donovan, Dennis DeLabriere, Trish Buttis, and Vince Buttis, Bruce Sargent, and Ike Brunette, Glenn Foster, the chairman. They oversee our lands that we have. There's a 90-acre parcel out back here and then a 300-acre parcel on Pogany Hill. Zoning Board, Glenn Foster, Erna Shawkat, Jeff Hall, Bruce Sargent, Ed Champagne, and Ron Merrill. Water Committee, Becky Terrian, Chair, Dennis DeLabriere, Dwight Brunette, Ernest Shawkat, myself, Rainey Patnode. Lake Road Cemetery and Route 100 Cemetery, June Sheltra, Steve Edgerly, Deanne Menier, Vince Buttis, Trish Buttis are the commissioners. Fence Viewer. Are you the fence viewer?
No.
Okay. That position is open. I looked and I didn't even see it on last year's calendar. So if anyone would like to be a fence viewer, that position's open. The next one down is ARPA, the American Recovery something money. That board is, the money has been dispersed and taken all accounted for. That board go away or do they stay?
We have not met.
You have not met?
No. Since we've dispersed the money into
where
the road fund.
Yeah, okay. Road fund, yeah.
That was made up of Joanne Guyatt-Worth, Chair Bob Best in the back, Mike Bayraw, Ellen Fox, and Denise Daigle, which she was the town clerk at the time. So,
no more money to play with, so.
Right. I don't know if that, we can leave it on there another year. Or should you guys meet and disperse or what? I don't know how that
tell
works.
Tell me. Or tell somebody that cares.
Your main job was to spend all that money.
Yeah. Well, I still got some of that money I want to spend.
Okay.
It's been in my budget, I believe. I got to make sure.
It has been allocated.
Good. Yeah. Ethics Committee, the state of Vermont asked that we put together an ethics committee and the select board assumed that responsibility. And then recommended by the select board and appointed by the state was the town service officer, which was the three of us, the select board. Health officer is Stephen Ann Edgley. Fire warden was Mike Bomier. And the inspector of wood and timber was Mike Bayraw. Are you okay with that one, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get called on all the time for that.
I bet. Motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. We approve it.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought Larry Percy had taken over Bomier's job.
Who?
I heard Larry Percy was doing it.
No, that's appointed by the state. We had that discussion last month. Isn't that why we said it's appointed by the state, not the, we don't have control over who gets in there?
The firewarden.
Yeah.
And that was?
Firewarden.
Firewarden?
Yeah, Mike.
I hadn't heard any different. Have you?
I have not heard any different. I am not sure how often that does or can change. I think what we had discussed was the opinion by a lot of people in the town that Mikey's gotten really hard to get hold of. And that can make getting burn permits very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I thought we came to the conclusion that it was appointed by the state, not...
Well, it is. We
it
make
is.
A recommendation,
okay.
And then the state
yep.
appoints it. But I haven't talked to Mike, so I don't know if he even wants a position.
Yeah, Mike is, he had an operation. He can't go up the stairs anymore, and he's not even... He's closed. He's supposed to be open maybe the end of the month. But,
yeah, but a fire warden, you're... Give out permits. It's a phone call.
Okay.
He doesn't have to go to fires.
Okay.
I can look into the procedure if you'd like. And
could you make a call to him and find out if he's still interested?
I can try.
Okay.
Even I can't get hold of him.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to say, it might be hard to get hold of him now.
Okay. Motion's been made to tentatively approve the positions. Any further discussion?
Say, if you have trouble getting a hold of him, let me know and I'll run down and see if I can't knock on his door or something.
So, Ron Merrill from the zoning board, he no longer lives here. He lives in Illinois. So I don't know.
Guess we probably could take him off.
Yep.
Kind of got to live here in order to...
Yeah. Well, his property is still his, but I know it's supposed to be getting closed on.
Under contract,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I heard it was sold. But.
He's okay.
Ron Merrill.
Under zoning board, last person.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 member board at this time would work.
Which none of my business, but Jeff Hall's like a seasonal.
He's in Florida much of
everywhere.
The year.
I don't know if that would make issues in the wintertime. If it would not. Just stating it.
They can get a hold of him by phone, maybe, if they have any issues.
By the zoning board works on procedures of. Okay. They haven't met in a while.
They met within the last, I want to say, 6 or 8 weeks to discuss
a variance on the lake road,
a variance permit.
It doesn't make 6 weeks. It's
probably
3-4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We met.
Was Jeff there then?
No, there were just 4 of us.
Okay. Very good. So we've got 2 question marks. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing these people, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Is that the original we need to sign?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I'll replace that one. Next item on the agenda is to review the ambulance service agreement. It was voted at town meeting and approved. So the only thing we need to do is sign the contract. Correct?
I believe so. They're kind of the only game in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much boilerplate is what was there last year, so.
Yeah, they just changed the dollar figure.
Yeah. They didn't even change the date on the back. 11/10/25.
I know, I see that.
Yeah.
I just kind of figured that Charlie.
Yeah,
maybe he doesn't know what year.
Well, no, we did get that late last year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
Because I put it on the agenda like months ago, and only to find out we wait till after town meeting to do it.
Okay. Well, Dave might be correct when he signed it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Do we all want to sign it?
Makes no difference to me. Okay.
So what we do is we just cross off this. And then we all sign our name to it.
Sounds like a game plan.
A lot of towns just roll that into their budget. And then the budget gets voted at town meeting. But we want to have a discussion, or want the people to have a discussion based on those services. So.
Didn't have any discussion at, well, we had one person question it at town meeting.
Yep. They wanted to bill the insurance company for something they'd been given and gotten free. Yeah. All right, we don't need to vote that because it got voted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Road Commissioner's report. Michael.
Well, winter's winding down, so it's a good thing. Plows and sanders have been getting beat up. Paving. My thoughts are to start over by the railroad tracks and do this section to 105, because I've been trying to do it for years, and do from the corner here is get as far as we can to the tracks with what we have for money, with reclaiming it. So we can, from initial estimates, we probably won't get much more than a half a mile reclaiming it, you know, which would big last time we coal planed it. Reclaiming it, like to bring in a big rototiller and mix it all in, and then laying down a 2.5-inch base to try to.
So you're thinking going from track to tracks?
I don't think we'll quite get to the railroad tracks, but it depends on how the bids come in. But I just figured out a way what you guys. What do you think? Fix it or leave the speed bumps for the speeders?
Frost may take care of some of them.
Oh, it'll level out some. It will.
Yeah.
The cracks won't go away. That's why we rather than just overlay it or cold plane it again, if we.
They just show up next year.
Yes. If we reclaim it, hopefully it'll take a few years before the cracks come back. that back.
So you're paving all of the crossroad?
No, it'd be from over in front of the fire station.
Mm-hmm.
To the
coming this way.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have been trying to do that for a few years, and because of the bridge, we haven't really never finalized a real good plan and got it done. So I just, and hopefully next year we'll get our state money and we can put a top coat and do some more.
Good.
I just, before I put it out to bid,
I'm fine with that. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I've been getting some truck prices, working on that, but I ain't really ready to.
Okay. We're not ready to spend either.
So, other than that, I really don't have a whole lot.
Good. Anything for Mike relative to roads? Okay. Moving on. How's the equipment? Trucks. You had one last meeting. One truck was going down for repairs or something.
We did have the 23 Freightliner with the Charlie boys. They fixed some stuff. They didn't fix our main issue.
Of the quitting?
Yeah. No go. Still does it. So
they couldn't find it, or they just...
They do things they think's going to fix it, and they can't make it do it down there. And when we get it back up here and go back to plowing with it, it continues to do it.
And the computer doesn't record anything?
Apparently not.
Check engine light on?
It does not typically kick a code or an engine light, nothing.
Okay.
I have talked to Valancourt. They have a truck garage. They have like 30 of these similar trucks, and he did offer to look into what he thinks it is, but we have to pay for that. So I've been hesitant. I think I'm probably going to try them, because it needs to be inspected, and they probably won't use me too bad. But so it's difficult, because when you take the truck down there to Charlie Boys, you leave it for a week, you know, and then you have to go get it, and it's just a real pain. With Valancourt, I'll have it, and they'll drop it off, and we'll get it back the same day. So long as they don't have to order parts if they find something. But
mm-hmm.
Odds are it's corrosion or bad connection somewhere. And there's a lot of wires. So.
Okay. Moving on, water, sewer, solar, and recycling. Start with water. Mike?
Not much happening. Usage has been pretty good. Sewer, we'll be hearing from A&E real soon about our annual inspection. Should be any day now. They'll be emailing about it. Generally, it used to be in May. They moved it up to April. Sometimes even try to do it in March, but it's hard to do it with snow on the ground. And I'm assuming we'll do the pat note one at the same time.
Okay.
I have not heard anything from on it, but I'm assuming.
They haven't been here to?
No.
Have we officially taken that over?
No. Okay.
Solar, do you know if they fixed
two panels are still laying flat.
Okay.
I know one of them had a blown hose and the other one had a ring gear. It was bad. I thought they would have fixed the hose, but I do know two of them are still not standing up.
Okay. They're supposed to do that.
Should I call over there again?
Yes. All Earth Renewables. We have a contract with them. We pay yearly for maintenance of our solar panels. So.
So far, they're betting 1,000. We're losing.
Well, they still produce electricity, even if
yes,
they lay flat.
True.
They're just not as efficient
that's
if
true.
They fall
yeah.
in the sun. So, recycling report. We now have another attendant at the recycling center to aid Charlie, or help with Charlie. He's 93 years old, and he suggested to me that we might want to do that, because he might not be around forever. So we got him an assistant, and her name is Chloe Verdun. And she also works for us at Strawberry Acres at the greeter program with the boats going into Lake Memphremagog at Strawberry Acres. So.
Is Charlie going to stay on for a while longer?
Yeah.
He is? Okay.
Yeah. I went in to recycle, and he said to me, so am I done? And I said, Not till you drop dead. Those are my words, just like that.
He likes fishing out of that steel dumpster. Oh. He's got a special hook on a stake, and he really enjoys that.
Whatever. He needs something to do.
Yeah.
So, and I think having an assistant down there, and Chloe shared with me that, you know, Charlie's always been right on time. And that she got down there and Charlie wasn't there. And Charlie didn't show up for 20 minutes. And Chloe was getting real nervous that maybe Charlie was done. But he's not. So, yeah. And I think he was appreciative of that. So, and anything else? No. We haven't had a meeting. So the budget from the Waste District is voted by the supervisors, and that was passed back in December. Anything else for any of those reports that we try to answer? Okay. Moving on. Sheriff's report. Rick.
Well, we had a January report. Brings us 11.5 hours patrolled. One ticket, one warning. Fines were $99, and there was two arrests. They had a one vehicle crash that took two officers a half hour each. Trespassing complaints, assisting EMS, roving and patrol, stationary patrol. They had a VIN verification, some casework, violation of court order, property checks, casework, roaming patrol, casework. So that all took up 11.5 hours. All right. I'm not sure what the arrests were for.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions for Rick on the Sheriff's Department? Yeah. Moving on. Sign orders, review and approve bank statements and journal entries. We have been doing that as we have been sitting here. I will make a motion that we approve the orders that were presented to us this evening and the approval of the bank statement and journal entries. Mm-hmm. Motion has been made. Any discussion?
No, everything looked good.
All right. Any questions, Karen? Rick Hill?
Yep.
Okay. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Unfinished new business. Do you have anything?
Yes. When about do we usually put out lawn care bids? I had someone come in that wants to bid on it.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Now that the budget passage, generally advertises right off.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably so is that my job?
Yep.
Okay.
Put an ad in the paper and
that we are accepting lawn care bids.
Yep. And
we have a list, right?
Right. And specific cemeteries, ball field.
Park.
The water reservoir.
Yeah. Sewer plant.
Yep. Sewer plant.
Sewer plant. Yep.
I don't know.
Somewhere in
the line there's a list.
I'll see if I can find that. Yeah. Okay. And
you got to be specific because they got a bid on it.
Right. So. I will put that out shortly. I got this financial report form about state ERAF. And I'm supposed to sign and approve it, but I don't know what it's about. I was hoping you guys did.
Department of Public Safety. What does ERAF stand for?
I do not know.
I like acronyms.
Didn't I Google that once for us?
Total operating expense, $7,500.
Salaries.
I believe it's related to some type of grant.
Not a clue.
Did you apply for?
Can I see it?
Yeah. Oh, certainly. I'm sorry.
I think I Googled this once before.
You might have.
I have got Better Backroads grant I applied for in December. We haven't heard, and we've got some grants and aid money coming, but this might have something to do with Vermont's, the state's portion of some of that FEMA money we got, because they change things all the time. Emergency Relief and Assistance Fund. That's what ERAF stands for, Emergency Relief Assistance Fund. It's to match the federal money. So
For what, FEMA?
See, when FEMA pays us, the state FEMA pays us 75%, the state pays us 15%, maybe something like that. And this is probably what they're saying that they paid us, I'm guessing.
Okay. Did you see $7,500 come in?
I gather that's from a long time ago.
It says from 7/14/23, which was the first flood, until 7/14/27, which is next summer. And it's got a 7.8% rate on it. I don't know. It's something to do with emergency relief funds.
That came in an email?
Because at one point they upped the state's match once. They paid us some, and then I think they upped the rate to give us a little bit more. I'm not really in the money game, but
why is there
they interest gave rate us money. I don't believe we owe that money.
No, I think that's the percent.
Oh, that's their percentage. 1099, is that what that is?
I think what Mike's saying is that, like, if the state's going to give you 15%,
yeah,
at the time they maybe only gave us 8%, and yeah, this is the difference.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm guessing.
Maybe, yeah.
It's money they sent us at some point, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or the.
It might have been in a bulk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a cover letter?
Said, please sign this and send it back. I felt like I should figure out what it was before I just signed it. I should call Denise, shouldn't I? I was trying to leave her alone.
Well, she might have a file on this somewhere.
I guarantee you that if Denise had seen that and it meant we had got money,
she would have signed it.
And no, just not ask questions, because she was really good at signing stuff.
Yes.
She was. If she thought she was getting money for the down, sign away.
So does that mean that that's coming to us, or does that mean that we've already received?
I do not know.
We've gotten those before regarding money we'd already received, so that's my best guess.
Okay.
Call Denise and see if she can read her own handwriting to find the file.
They're just asking for an agreement, like you're acknowledging that you received it.
Because a lot of them FEMA emails still come through. They've trickled down to where they're not so often, but we were getting FEMA, like, sign into your portal to accept it's, and I never, that was all the town clerk. I never had to do nothing in the portal other than put my damage, because I don't play with the money. And
I know Denise passionately despises FEMA.
Absolutely. No fun.
There's a lot of mountain of paperwork for...
Well, forms that you don't understand.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these acronyms and things, you're supposed to know what they mean.
Yeah, I hate acronyms.
They want someone to sign it that will certify, to the best of my knowledge and belief, that the data included on this report is correct. All supporting documentation is on file and available for inspection, and that all outlays have been or will be made in accordance with the sub-award conditions or other agreement, and that payment is due and has not been previously requested. I am aware that any false, fictitious, or fraudulent information may be subject to criminal, civil, or administrative penalties.
Well, that makes it sound like we're requesting the money.
No, I think they're going to pay us the money.
Yeah. I think when we sign this,
we get that money.
We're going to get that money.
Because there was times where they paid for our time doing paperwork. And that seemed like it came after the fact, too, for Denise's time, where she spent all this hours working on, but it was a whole process, that FEMA stuff, so.
Subrecipient authorizing official. That would be you.
So I sign it?
Yep.
All right.
I still say Denise has probably got a file on FEMA money somewhere.
I will ask her, but I'm putting in the minutes that she told me to sign it.
Yep, that's fine.
I can ask Eric Pope. I can call him and say, what the hell is this? And Eric might have a real good idea.
You want a copy of that?
He might be able to translate it into English for us a little bit.
Eric, I'm going to close with that song.
That would be
awesome.
We're going
to meet with him on April 1st.
April 1st, 8 a.m.
The annual.
Oh, then, so we're here for that too?
At least one of you, I think. We don't need
I
the
came
whole
last
board.
Year.
Yeah, you came last year, right?
If it's more than one, let me know. I'll warn it.
That's far enough ahead, so.
Yeah.
It's the V-Trans meeting where they tell us how much money they're going to give us in state funding.
Last year, Pope didn't make the first meeting. We had to reschedule.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I have something on unfinished business is the dog ordinance.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And I've been working on that. And I haven't put anything formal together, but I took Steve Edgerly had given us City of Montpelier's ordinance, correct? And I read that. It's very comprehensive.
Yeah, oh boy.
And then I've got the dog ordinance from Newport Town. I don't think Karen has any of this stuff, and she should have.
No, I can get that all for her.
And then there's a letter from Jessica Riley, the VTech manager at Pope Memorial Frontier, that said, I am more than willing to discuss this further and work collaboratively towards solutions. Excuse me. I did take the select board handbook, which does have animals in there, and I did take the Vermont Town Health Officer manual on page 37. That deals with, it's not 37, 39, I can't remember, but it's very, that's lead, animal, 45, I'm sorry, and I just wanted to bring that up. The Animal Control, Chapter 7, and they talk about health officers and local boards of health that are among several local and state officials, which include law enforcement officers, deputy game wardens, humane society personnel, and they're all designated as humane officers. And they deal with complaints about the humane treatment of animals may involve animals that, are not being fed, animals that are lacking shelter, animals that are lacking clean air to breathe, and are living in unsanitary conditions or need veterinary attention. We haven't dealt with any of that in our ordinance. It appears that the state has new rules or laws that are on the books that needs to be addressed. So I wanted to read that and see if, in fact, even the city of Montpelier, their ordinance doesn't list any of those things either.
No.
And it's like, how do you, I don't know how to deal with it, and that's why I thought maybe we should set up a meeting with Jessica and whatever to how do we deal with the public that doesn't address that.
I agree. I think that's a good idea.
I mean, I don't know how you can take...
The one thing in our ordinance, I can go out and pick up dogs that haven't been registered.
Mm-hmm.
And in Montpelier, if we pick them up, then we got to pay for keeping them wherever we take them. So in Montpelier, they do a $100 fine per dog for not getting them licensed, which I think would be good.
Right. I mean, that's just part of it, Steve. Anybody can... I could myself, if I looked over at my neighbor's dog and he was tied up to a chain and outside and it was 40 below zero and the wind blowing and he had no place to go, that's animal cruelty.
But, Steve, the difference is right there. Title 13,
yep.
There's a specific ordinance, or not ordinance, there's specific laws pertaining to that. So we don't have to deal with that necessarily. It could be
town health officer.
Right. And or police.
And local boards. That's where you and I get involved. And
yeah.
Karen.
But if it's cruelty to a dog, then we don't have any.
It's a police issue, right?
It's a police issue. Because yeah. there's a law against it. It's under Title 13.
Okay. So, we call police.
Call the sheriff's department in our town.
And they'll come pick up the dog?
They'll come and
investigate.
Maybe investigate and maybe cite the owners and then call our town dog, if it's a dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what if it's a horse?
Big animal falls
animal
into...
Animal control officer in Albany. That was cruel to their animal and charged in court.
Yeah.
So.
And the sheriffs did that?
Well.
The game warden.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, it's, I mean.
There's laws.
We can pass that buck down the road.
Yeah.
For if it's anything other than what Steve could handle.
Well, I know Steve was called to a place on one of our roads. He went, investigated, found no dog being maltreated. The state police called our constable in the middle of the night and asked him to go investigate it. And he went and found no dog being mistreated. So,
Because the neighbor called?
Yes.
I've had calls at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning from the state police to go out on a barking dog. And I told them they were crazy. And when I called him in the morning, the dispatcher said that she shouldn't have called you like that.
Yeah.
So I talked to one of the troopers, and he said he'd look into it.
Should that all be spelled out in our ordinance?
That's a fine line.
It's spelled out. In Title 13.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it needs to be in our ordinance.
Should our ordinance refer?
I was going to say our ordinance should reference that.
Yep.
So that everybody that is on this list, Humane Society personnel, animal control officers, town constables, law enforcement officers, veterinarians, and Vermont Animal Cruelty Task Force.
I didn't know there was one, but okay.
This is from state of Vermont.
Yeah.
Department of Health.
Yep.
Dave, I went down to a seminar down at the Vermont Law School, and they want us, instead of calling the Sheriff's Department or the State Police, call it Fish and Game. And I've talked to the local warden there, and we need him, we got him.
Okay. So. And then we have a place to impound the dog, correct? Oasis?
Well, not like in the last 4th of July, you know, you try to get it there when nobody's open. So anyway, yeah, I talked to Oasis there, and he said, as long as he's still doing it, give me a call. And I talked with... Buster's over here, and she said if I've got a room, you know, she'll take them.
Okay.
And then we took one over to Renee's the other summer.
Did you mean Selena?
No.
No?
Renee is the dog catcher for, like, the whole Orleans side of the county.
Yeah, I know that. Who's Buster?
Oh, April Roberts on number 12 road.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who Buster was, sir.
Yeah, down on the number 12
road.
Yeah. So where should we proceed with this?
Well, I
think that Renee Falconer knows a lot about how your ordinance should be written.
I say she should probably be the one called into if you're going to do a meeting.
You see her name in the papers a lot, dealing with a lot of different towns that are dealing with ordinances and stuff. Steve, you've worked with Renee, right?
She is or was or tried to be involved in that task force, too. Was asked to, something like that.
Okay. So should we get in touch with her and have her review our dog ordinance and make a recommendation?
Wouldn't be a bad idea, yeah.
I would try it.
That appears to... Can we contact her?
Absolutely.
And give her a copy of our ordinance and ask her to review that relative to the town health officer manual and the select board manual.
She grew up in this town.
Oh.
She's Alana. Oh. Bonnie Alana was her mother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I remember her. She was a teacher at the school for years. Okay. That's all I had. Any other unfinished business?
Nope.
The roads will be posted on Monday. That time of year.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. I guess I can't get my wood until... That's all right.
Do it Sunday.
Perfect.
They haven't started.
Monday.
They haven't started delivering yet anyway, have they?
I beg your pardon?
It's going to be 60 next week.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard of some of our neighboring towns already gotten foot-deep ruts.
Really? Well, my driveway softened up and...
Didn't take long.
No.
Well, then schedule.
Yeah. Call it.
Gonna have to truck it somewheres now.
Oh, I ain't gonna go out
anymore. Okay.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Yeah, we don't need an exit. Or do we?
Yes.
Oh.
Just briefly. For,
okay.
We have discussions on employees. So I need an executive session for probably 5 minutes or so.
I didn't realize that.
No, Hannah had mentioned it to me and I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep.
See you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Only discussion.
All right. It is 6:27.
Are we back on?
We are back on.
We're back in open session, and relative to the discussion in executive session, I make a motion that we pay the...
assistant?
Well, pay the people the figures that were presented to us this evening. A 5% pay raise across the board with the assessor being bumped up to $22.50 an hour.
The assessor's clerk, Danielle Driver.
Right, I wasn't using any names. I was just...
Oh, sorry.
Position.
Assessor's clerk.
The assessor's clerk, yeah. Discussion.
Nope, I'm happy with that.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you.
Shall we adjourn?
Anything else?
I'm good.
Good, me too.
Make a motion to adjourn.